This morning, we commemorated fathers, and as you can see, we're wearing our festive shirts, Juneteenth vibes only. On Thursday, a bill was signed into legislation by our President Biden to acknowledge Juneteenth as a federal holiday. Amen. Juneteenth, if you're unaware, is significant because that date commemorated the end of slavery in the United States, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. We had individuals who did not even know they were free in the city of Galveston, Texas. And as crazy as that may sound, it truly happened. So we want to honor and remember those individuals through this particular federal holiday. Our legislators have more to do when it comes to freeing black people, amen? I said our legislators have more to do when it comes to freeing black people, especially from the oppressions that we see today. We look forward to more actions and less symbols to come. I want to say thank you this morning to our resident pastor, Pastor T-Ron Wegar, the sharp gentleman you saw with the bow tie, for his staple in our church as a black father, and you know how he nurtures and leads not only his personal flock, but this flock of his church community. Thank you, Pastor, for sharing your platform with us on a consistent basis and allowing us to celebrate both you, our fathers, and Juneteenth, and our Heavenly Father above. Please join me in prayer this morning as I share a brief closing thought brought to you by my wife, Raquel McCarter, and myself, Elder McCarter, who are Berean's youth and young adult ministry leaders. Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, the time has come once again for your children to exalt your heavenly name. Use me, Lord. I come to you humbly as a vessel, not of my own doing, but of your divine word and your Holy Spirit. I surrender all to thee. In your blessed and beloved name we do pray. Amen. The words patient, gentle, compassionate, comforter, good listener, provider, caring, protector, strong, consistent, understanding, honest, forgiving. What comes to mind when you hear those words?
Jesus.
Amen. A mother or a father? As a father of two, a son in Mark Anthony Jr. and my daughter Mallory Rose, it was only after becoming a parent to the father of you two that I realized that my children would be helping me to raise myself. Every moment becomes a teaching moment. Every interaction becomes an interaction to learn about them and about myself. Where and how I am doing in fatherhood, both positive and negative. How well I'm doing being a provider, and where I am deficient and lacking emotional compassion, and sometimes just terrible at parenting. Being a father takes us through an experience like no other that challenges our pride. It challenges our way of thinking. It challenges our mindset, our view of worldly thinking, and as earthly fathers, we have some very big shoes to fill. Racist culture in our society today would have us believe that black men and fathers are dangerous, absent, menaces to society, intimidating, unintelligent, aggressive, and just lazy. Secular culture would have us to believe that we are distant, detached, mean, dishonest,
it's a lie.
Unfaithful, unreliable, and emotionally absent. But God. Somebody just missed their shout moment. I said, but God. But by God's grace, we seek to model the life of our Heavenly Father, who is described in Zephaniah 3:17 as a mighty warrior. Yet the essence of his might is seen in his gentle delight in us and his singing over us. Scripture describes our God the way our culture describes mothers. Walk with me through Scripture as we get to know our Heavenly Father a little better. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. Isaiah 66:13. God is not a man that he should lie. Has he said and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? Numbers 23:19. For I am the Lord, I change not. Malachi 3:6. The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Exodus 34:6-7. I love the Lord because he heard my cry for mercy, because he has turned his ear to me, and I will call out to him as long as I live. Psalms 116:1-2. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalms 34:18. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Psalm 103:13-14. I was young, and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Psalm 37:25. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know the rest. Psalm 23:1. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Psalm 24:8-10. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God is the ultimate example. Fathers, men, boys, even our female counterparts, the person we seek for excellence is right before us in our Heavenly Father. Somebody get on your feet this morning and just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. You showed us time and time again of how we should govern ourselves accordingly. Thank you, God, for recognizing that black fathers are a necessity in our community. Thank you, God, for caring for your flock with tender mercy and care. Thank you, God, for giving us new opportunities to reflect your love on our society. Thank you, God, for loving us fathers who we didn't deserve it. Thank you, God, the greatest father of them all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, God. As you depart from this place today, take with you all you've witnessed. Take with you this celebration of fathers. Take with you praise in your heart and praise in your mind this Sabbath day. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen.